from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. We will have football in 5 hours, and the sights and sounds of Acrisure Stadium. That was from late in the year, a miserable night there. Donnie was there on a Thursday night. Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, and Bailey Zappe came in and lit up the Steelers, and a guy that had a monster first half against them was old friend Juju Smith-Schuster. That was during the revenge tour from hell, Malzi. You might remember that.
Mm.
When James Conner looked like Jim Brown.
When the Steelers became the first team, I think, with a winning record to lose to back-to-back, like, 2-10 teams in league history.
Yeah, and Juju was with Kazee in coverage, like, catching the ball off Kazee's body and then ripping it away for a big game downfield, making contested catches for them.
And Juju's now he's a free numbers, agent. Juju's numbers in that game?
4 for 90.
4 for 90. That represented for Juju Smith last year well over.
Juju Smith, you're going with the abbreviated name there.
I just said Juju's.
I thought you said Juju Smith.
No, I said that represented.
His real name's John Smith.
Correct, John Smith.
Just like
Smith
the character
Schuster.
From Pocahontas. Would you buy that story?
I thought it was John Rolfe. R-O-L-F-E.
Who the hell's John Smith? Is he the guy that invented Mormonism?
I don't know. I think he's the owner of. No, Joseph Smith. I think you're just saying the single most common sounding name in the United States, John Smith. No, I think it was John Rolfe was involved
okay,
in the Pocahontas
John
story.
Smith is Juju Smith-Schuster's
John
real name.
Smith-Schuster is his name.
Okay.
That 4 for 90, the 90 yards represented over a third of his receiving yards last year. The 4 catches represented almost 25% of his receptions. Or no, I'm sorry, represented about like 15 to 20% of his receptions last year. He ain't good, Pony. I got bad news for you.
I disagree with you on
he
that.
He stinks.
I don't think he stinks.
I think he is exactly what he has proven to be 2 out of the last 3 years when he hasn't played with Patrick Mahomes, which is a guy who is banged up, a guy who doesn't go downfield well.
Well, I would just play the highlight of a great play downfield against the
last
Steelers.
Last year, via PFF, here are some numbers for you. Thanks to Marcus Mosher, who is a guy out there in Erie, who's a Cowboys blogger, but he follows the whole league. Juju.
So now we're going to Erie to get Juju Smith-Schuster.
Well, just because they're conveniently they were conveniently dug up for me and they're on my timeline. Separation percentage, 17th percentile. Average depth of target, 8th percentile. That's partly the Patriots' offense. Yards after catch per reception, 23rd percentile. Receiving grade, 5th percentile. He isn't good, and yet. There will be a fascination in some corners, however small they may be, and you appear to be somebody who's on board with this, a desire or at least the suggestion that the Steelers should bring this guy back. No thank you.
You honestly do not think he's better than Van Jefferson?
He and Van Jefferson are basically the same player over the last 3 years. They both had one really good season. Jefferson's was 2021, Juju's was 2022. And then in Juju's case, his last season here, he was hurt and not effective.
I don't know.
And last year, he stunk.
I watched him in the game here. I thought he was the best receiver on the field that day.
That might have been, that was the best game of his season, Pony.
Okay, and then he got hurt after that.
I mean, that's another problem. He's the oldest 27 in history.
Okay, but we're not talking about Lynn Swann and John Stallworth at wide receiver. We've been talking about finding another wide receiver for literally months because tonight we're going to watch Quez Watkins, Scotty Miller, and Des Fitzpatrick play.
Yeah, Juju's not the answer here. He just isn't. That's the only game he talked.
There's a difference between answer and upgrade.
He's not an upgrade.
I disagree with
you. He is not an upgrade. Here were the five games he played prior to that. Ready? I'm going to give you his combined stats for the five games he played prior to that game. 11 catches for 84 yards in five games.
Yeah, but you just said that New England's offense was a disaster.
You're basically using as a premise for suggesting that he would be an upgrade. The only good game he played, which is every bit as much to do with the Steelers playing abhorrent defense for a half of football as it is anything else. He wasn't good last year at all. At all.
And either was Van Jefferson, and either was Scotty Miller, and either was Calvin Austin, and either was
Des
Fitzpatrick, and either was any of these guys they
have. I do not feel like bringing this man back. There is nothing to be gained there, in my opinion. He is physically unable to separate. He is a guy who has only put up numbers in the last 3 years with the greatest quarterback maybe ever.
I'll give him credit for that. He doesn't need a ton of separation. He makes the contested catches.
How many catches is he making contested if he only had 29 of them last year?
Their offense sucked, and he was hurt.
But you would think a guy who doesn't separate and doesn't go down the field far but makes contested catches would be a very popular target. What percentage of his targets do you
know,
think Mulsey, he caught?
I don't know, Mac Jones is now backing up in Jacksonville, and Bill Belichick is about to join Pat McAfee on Monday. It's not as if they had it all figured out there. I mean, he's getting cut because there's a youth movement there. He was a Belichick guy, and he's overpaid. So there's a lot of reasons for them to cut dead weight there with Juju, but that doesn't mean that he's...
If he's a $7 million receiver there and they feel he's overpaid, what does that actually make him in reality?
Probably
not a very good receiver.
Yeah, but the Steelers have had guys that were not highly paid wide receivers that have been functional or productive players before. Jericho Cotchery is a great example of that. Like, you don't have to be a guy that's on the upper echelon of the wage scale to be someone that slides in and is better than what they have right now. I don't think I can stress that enough. Apparently, I'm not stressing it well enough. Like, what went through my head here is for both teams that we've been focusing on, San Francisco and Pittsburgh, would Juju coming here cause the Steelers to say, well, we don't need to make the Ayuk deal. If it falls apart, we have plan B. And if you're San Francisco, does that give them the wide receiver depth that makes them feel better about the trade? I mean, 2 years ago, Chris, he made the play that helped the Chiefs win their second Super Bowl.
Chiefs.
He did.
Quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes, offense designed by Andy Reid, and this is the other thing that has nothing to do with either of those two. He happened to stay healthy, which he hasn't done for the most part for the last 3 years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's played 16. Other than that season, the other two seasons, he's played a total of 16 games.
Well, he had a fluke injury the year before that. It wasn't like a nagging injury. It was like something that knocked him out early in the year.
Missed four games of just being inactive, then didn't play their last 2 weeks of the year. He missed six games last year.
Well, here's what I'm failing to understand. You're usually a juju guy, and you're very...
I think he's done, man. I think he's done.
But you're not giving him credit for what he did in the Chiefs offense, and you're also blaming him for what he did in the Patriots offense. It's like, good offense, he gets, you know, it's not anything, it has nothing to do with him. And then instead of using the bad offense as an excuse for him, you're still saying, no, it's his fault. Like, he's getting zero break
from you. I think he's done, man. I don't think he is good anymore. I don't think he can separate.
So if you had one game to win and your only options were Van Jefferson or Juju Smith-Schuster, you would legitimately take Van Jefferson?
I think I would take Van Jefferson.
Good Lord. Wow.
Donnie, beggars in this case can be choosers, and we are begging for a second wide receiver, and I would actually take the guy they already
have. Don, you were at that game. You were booing your brains out watching Mitch Trubisky F around, calling for Mason Rudolph. When Juju had that explosive first
half. And now
half.
I'm just clamoring for another wide receiver four on the roster, baby.
Yeah, well, we've got wide receiver fives and sixes right now. So
they got plenty of that. They have one wide receiver one, and they have pretty much nothing else. They have a rookie who we can say is wide receiver three.
So you would not take him back either?
It's just more of the same. I mean, years ago, it was years ago. I mean, I get what he did with the Chiefs, okay? Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. I can appreciate what he did here with the Steelers. He's 27, and it seems like his body is that of a 37-year-old.
God, that hurts to hear as a 39-year-old.
And a 38-year-old is sitting here,
especially because I agree with it.
He's younger than me, and he's playing. His body is now like an old man in the NFL. I just think it's not.
He's never been a speed merchant.
You can say it's a slight upgrade if you want. It doesn't move the needle a whole lot.
I'm not asking needles to be moving all around. I'm just asking when you're in the business of putting a roster together. I mean, hell, even with Ayuk, I think I'd want him on the team over some of the bums. Because they have bums, Chris.
Why wouldn't you just expect that you'd get the occasional distraction juju that you railed against?
Because he's not the distraction juju anymore.
How do you know that wasn't a function of where he was playing and who he was playing
places?
For? You're a guy who doesn't like to give Mike Tomlin much credit and actually thinks Mike Tomlin causes a lot of the problems Tomlin then solves.
I think you're a different person in your late 20s than you are in your early and mid-20s, and clearly Andy Reid and Bill Belichick both felt that way about him.
Isn't it a very easy argument to make that he was straight and narrow under Bill Belichick because Belichick's a psycho who demands that out of everyone, and that he was on his best behavior in Kansas City because A, he actually got the ball and was playing in a good offense.
Wait a minute,
and B,
though. This is coming from the guy that never really felt like the distractions were a big deal.
No, so I'm asking... No, I thought the Von Bell stuff was the dancing on the logo and then having Bell just like knock him into another dimension. I thought it got bad after that point.
It absolutely did, but there was nothing.
But I'm surprised
in Kansas City or New England.
I'm surprised that the guy across from me who thinks that a lot of Mike Tomlin's problems are Mike Tomlin caused as far as like players kind of screwing around doesn't think that Juju would just revert right back to form here that he had late in his Steelers career in that regard.
Well, because I think people change. I mean, Bill Belichick obviously felt like, even with everything you just said about his social media exploits and prioritizing them over football, he said, I will pay this guy $25 million over 3 years, knowing that he's a guy that might put himself first over team or whatever. But then again, he probably watched the tape of Juju Smith-Schuster and said, you know what? This is not a diva wide receiver. He knocked Vontaze Burfict into next week.
What do we think Bill Belichick knows about good offense, though? He tried to trade Tom Brady when Brady had Super Bowls left in him.
What does he know about good offense? I mean, they've...
He tried to trade the greatest quarterback of all time when the greatest quarterback of all time wasn't done winning.
He benched a $100 million quarterback for a sixth-round
Yes, and then got sick of the sixth-round guy because he figured he could do it on his own or knew better.
So what's... Okay, so you're saying that that's worse than, like, playing the guy when everyone else would have played Bledsoe? I mean, I'm confused here. I know you hate Belichick, but you're not giving him any credit for what they did offensively there.
It was easier
getting
to
Randy
justify
Moss there and Wes Welker and those moves and getting them to that
Don't
place?
You think it would have been easier to justify, even though Bledsoe had taken them to a Super Bowl, benching him because they hadn't won anything, than it would have been to justify...
Hadn't won anything? They went to a Super Bowl
with
the guy.
Yes, I just said that.
I know, that's not winning yet.
He tried to trade Brady after how many Super Bowls had been won? Like 4, I think, at that point.
Okay.
What does that tell you about Belichick's offensive acumen and ego?
I think he was like, no one has played into their 40s and been great at this, so I'm going to trade him. So I don't agree with him, but I don't think that that's something that's like a cardinal sin on the guy's friggin' ledger. And because he wanted to do that, therefore every opinion he has on offense or football thereafter is like deemed horrible.
You and I are saying a lot to say a little here. You think Juju can still be an asset to this team. I think his days of being an asset pretty much anywhere are over. I do not want him back here. Was nice while it lasted here for the most part.
So if you were to rank their wide receivers on their roster, and then let's say
he might slot in behind Quez Watkins at this point.
And how many guys are above Quez Watkins?
Van Jefferson, a healthy Roman Wilson. I would be willing to roll the dice that a rookie like that is better when he's healthy.
This year?
Yes.
This year, okay.
If I were making a list of just receiving threats on the Steelers, if Juju joined the team, and let's say Roman Wilson's healthy, he would be like receiving threat number 8 behind Jaylen Warren, Pat Freiermuth, and possibly Najee Harris.
Okay, but we still need people to line up and play wide receiver, Chris. Okay, you're giving me the pecking order of things.
I would much rather see who else gets cut, because guys will get cut. Apparently the only guy that might
Why
be
Why don't
worse...
we go bring John Metchie in?
Well,
what's
no, I was just going to
report
on
him, Don.
Just going to say that. The only guy I wouldn't
apparently
bring
bad.
In ahead of Juju would be John Metchie. Because
you were so high on John Metchie. Well, let's get him in here instead, Chris.
Apparently John Metchie is the worst football player in the NFL, according to Donnie's esteemed guest Aaron Wilson yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.